Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't even have my kids this weekend. Unfortunately, they're with their dad, but I might have to go see this movie. Jordana and Paul here. You heard that's the preview to the Lego movie. Tim Lammer's movie reviews are always brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, this looks so fun.
Hey, Tim.
It is a lot of fun, Jordana, and you don't have to have your kids with to go to this. This is for big kids and little kids.
Yeah.
Anybody who has played with Legos, anybody who has kids that played with Legos. I mean, you know, talk about a toy that so many people have loved and can relate to. And then, of course, we saw in 2014 with the first Lego movie, you know, these bricks come to life, and now they're back for the second movie after that Lego Batman movie last year. Now we have the official sequel to that 2014 film, and it is just a hoot. It is so entertaining. It's just a ton of fun.
I saw Chris Pratt on, I think it was Colbert last night, and he said he had a blast making this movie. And by the way, I don't know how closely you followed the actors, he was just adorable. He's got a sheep farm, and he makes award-winning wool now, and he was talking about all the stuff he learned in church. He seems like a great guy.
Yeah, you know, he's actually, you know, born in Virginia, Minnesota. And lived here for
that.
A short time, I think, only as a little kid. And then I believe he grew up in Washington State. But, yeah, that's what makes it fun, too. I mean, he has in, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy and this, and then, of course, Parks and Rec on TV. Mm-hmm. He just seems such a relatable guy. And he plays what you would consider an ordinary guy again in the Lego movie. Mm-hmm. He's just an ordinary brick figure named Emmett who gets into these extraordinary adventures. And this one is a different film because the first one took place in this big metropolis of building blocks. The second one involves not only the boy who we met at the end of the last film, his toys, but the girl, his little sister's toys, which are made up of Duplo blocks and Lego Friends blocks. And that's where the big imaginary battles take place with this film.
Hey, Tim, do you need to see the first Lego film first for this to make sense or not?
Yeah, you know, maybe a little bit, Paul. I mean, look, my wife doesn't recall seeing the first one. And again, that's 4 years ago, and life is busy, you know, you try to recall. But she thought, well, what the heck, why not, you know? And she loved it, even though she doesn't recall seeing that first film. So, yeah, okay. I think it helps always whenever you have a sequel to be familiar with those sorts of characters. But again, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a different adventure. It's not a continuing adventure where you have to know the details of the first one. So, no, I think you're fine if you go in without seeing the first one.
And I think Tiffany Haddish, now it's required that she's in every single movie ever released from now on.
Isn't that the truth? But you know what? She can sing also. I mean, you heard her in that clip as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really the next big thing as far as motion pictures are concerned. So, you know, they got a lot of great people in it, and I think it's going to be a huge hit. It's opening on over 4,000 screens this weekend.
Handsome husband and I are planning a quiet Shabbat at home tonight, and I see that Widows, that's your next movie, is out on streaming. I'm thinking that might be our night after dinner. Hold on, let me play the trailer first, and then we'll talk to Tim about it.
Something happened tonight, something bad. Mr. Mulligan, your family's been involved in Harry's life for many years. I need help.
I don't see what I can do.
Our husbands aren't coming back. We're on our own. My husband left me the plans for his next job. All I need is a crew to pull it off.
Why should we trust you anyway?
Because I'm the only one standing between you and a bullet in your head.
I did hear that it's fab. Do you love it?
Yeah, it is really a great film, and it's just different. It's, you know, I love the plot. It's a this really intense thriller. It's about a gang of thieves who are killed after a major score. The $2 million that they boosted goes missing. The guy knows who did it, so to get his money back, the guy that was ripped off, to get his money back, he goes after the widows of these robbers who died after making this major score. And, of course, you heard Viola Davis in the film. Another person, Liam Neeson. Of course, he's been in the headlines this week. He has a major role in this picture as well.
I love that his wife's black in the movie, though. It seems to be against the current news.
Talk about a... Look, you know, interestingly enough, he was in the first Lego movie, but he doesn't appear in this one. So, you know, but he is definitely in this picture. It's really intriguing. It has nights and twists and turns. And, yeah, I mean, it's certainly with this cold weather, I mean, if you're looking to stream a new film, I think this is a great choice.
So, Tim, what do you make? I don't mean to ambush you, but since you brought up Liam, is it Sir Liam? I don't know. What do you make of the whole flap? I mean, what's your reaction to that? Is that going to hurt his career?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems so out of the gate. I mean, what a controversial thing to say. And why, you know, of all places, would you bring something like that up, you know, promoting a film? It just seems such of an insane thing and such of an inappropriate thing to say. And, I guess time is going to tell. I mean, he has another film out this weekend called Cold Pursuit, which they did not screen for critics in this market for some odd reason. They have in other markets, and the film's getting good reviews. But I think the first, you know, possible casualty of those dumb remarks he made could be the box office of Cold Pursuit this weekend. And, again, we're going to find out.
Tim Lammers, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for the time and the expertise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.